Yeah.
Okay, I will call the Story County Board of Supervisors together, acting as Board of Canvassers on Tuesday, June 10th, 2014. The Board of Supervisors will meet. Oh, that's just the agenda. So, okay.
If I can make some opening remarks and then you can read. Just a reminder that nobody is elected in a primary. This is a nomination process for the Democratic and Republican parties. All people that were nominated in the primary election will continue to the November ballot without further ado, no paperwork required. That means you, Paul. You're certifying the results for the county and also for statewide races, legislative races. Those will be sent on to the state. The state canvass is scheduled for Monday, June 30th. Any nonpartisan people wishing to run for office will file during the November filing period is August 4th to August 27th. That's in the auditor's office for all county offices. 250 signatures are required for that. We had 5,954 people vote in the primary election, 2,446 Democrats, 3,508 Republicans. Total turnout was 9.4% of registered voters, and 17.3% of ballots cast were absentee ballots.
We, the undersigned members of the Board of Supervisors and ex officio County Board of Canvassers for this county, do hereby certify the following to be true and correct abstract of the votes cast in this county at the 2014 Story County primary election held on the third day of June 2014, as shown by the tally list returned from the several election precincts. Attorney General, Democrat, Tom Miller received 2,208 votes. Candidate total, 2,208 votes. Two votes scattering for a total of 2,210 votes. Attorney General, Republican, write-in. Adam Gregg received 5 votes. Matt Whitaker received 7 votes. Write-in candidate total 12 votes. Scattering 67 votes, a total of 79 votes. Auditor of the State, Democrat, Jonathan Niederbach received 2,027 votes. Candidate total, 2,027 votes. Scattering of 6 votes, a total of 2,033 votes. Auditor of State, Republican, Mary Mosman, received 2,939 votes. Candidate total, 2,939 votes. 3 votes scattering for a total of 2,942 votes. Governor, Democrat, Jack Hatch, received 2,204 votes. Candidate total, 2,204. 11 votes scattering for a total of 2,215. Governor, Republican, Terry E. Branstad, received 2,796 votes. Tom Hoefling received 568 votes. Candidate total, 3,364 votes. 10 votes scattering for a total votes of 3,374. Secretary of Agriculture, Democrat, Sherry Taha, received 2,018 votes. Candidate total, 2,018 votes. 2 votes scattering for a total of 2,020 votes. Secretary of Agriculture, Republican, Bill Northey, received 2,899 votes. Candidate total, 2,899 votes, 9 votes scattering for a total of 2,908 votes. Secretary of State, Democrat, Brad Anderson, received 2,063 votes. Candidate total, 2,063 votes. 2 votes scattering for a total of 2,065 votes. Secretary of State, Republican, Paul D. Pate, received 2,746 votes. Candidate total, 2,746, scattering of 10 votes, total 2,756 votes. State Representative District 45, Democrat, Beth Wessel-Crochelle, received 971 votes. Candidate total, 971 votes, 2 votes scattering for a total of 973 votes. State Representative District 45, Republican, Write-in Zachary Bauer received 2 votes. Tim Garten received 2 votes. Write-in Jamie Larson received 3 votes. Write-in Philip Mueller received 3 votes. Write-in Justin O'Neill received 2 votes. Write-in candidate total was 12 votes for a scattering of 12 votes and a total of 24 votes. State Representative District 46, Democrat, Lisa K. Heddens received 1,039 votes. Candidate total, 1,039 votes. Scattering, 1 vote. Total, 1,040 votes. State Representative, District 46, Republican, write-in. Phil Mueller received 3 votes. Write-in candidate total, 3 votes. Scattering of 20 votes. Total, 23 votes. State Representative, District 48, Democrat, write-in David Anderson received 1 vote. Write-in Terry Gallahan received 1 vote. Write-in Marta Mooney received 1 vote. A write-in Richard Olive received 1 vote. Candidate total, 4 votes. No votes scattering for a total of 4 votes. State Representative, District 48, Republican Robert Bacon received 278 votes. Candidate total, 278 no votes, scattering for a total of 278 votes. State Representative, District 49, Democrat, Kevin Erickson, received 155 votes. Candidate total, 155 votes, no votes, scattering for a total of 155 votes. State Representative, District 49, Republican, Dave Dio, received 990 votes. Candidate total, 991 votes, scattering, total 991 votes. State Senator District 23, Democrat, Cynthia Opadal Passion received 598 votes. Herman C. Kornbach received 1,593 votes. Candidate total, 2,191 votes. 1 vote scattering total. Votes, 2,192. State Senator District 23, Republican, Jeremy Davis received 1,465 votes. Candidate total, 1,465 votes, 11 votes scattering for a total of 1,476 votes. State Senator District 25, Democrat, write-in Jim Axline received 1 vote, write-in Dana Cheek 1 vote, write-in Michael Fleshman received 1 vote, write-in Ryan Taronis received 1 vote, write-in Dario Zafferano received 1 vote. Write-in candidate total was 5 votes. 3 votes scattering for a total votes of 8. State Senator District 25, Republican, Bill Dix received 854 votes. Candidate total, 854 votes. 3 votes scattering for a total votes of 857. Treasurer of State, Democrat, Michael L. Fitzgerald received 2,194 votes. Candidate total, 2,194 no votes scattering. For a total of 2,194 votes. Treasurer of State, Republican, write-in David Jamison received 8 votes. Write-in Dane Nielsen received 5 votes. Write-in candidate total was 13 votes, 83 votes scattering for a total votes of 96. United States Representative District 4, candidate Jim Maurer received 2,052 votes. Candidate total, 2,052 votes. 4 votes scattering for total votes cast of 2,056. United States Representative District 4, Republican Steve King received 2,953 votes. Candidate total, 2,953. 48 vote scattering for a total votes of 3,001. United States Senator Democrat Bruce Braley received 2,273 votes. Candidate total, 2,273. Scattering of 9 votes for a total of 2,282 votes. United States Senator Republican Sam Clovis received 671 votes. Joni Ernst received 2,089 votes. Mark Jacobs received 374 votes. Scott Shaven received 66 votes. Matt Whitaker received 272 votes. Candidate total, 3,472 votes. Scattering of 10 votes. Total votes, 3,482. Story County Board of Supervisors, Democrat, Paul Toot received 2,053 votes, candidate total. 2,053 votes, 42 votes scattering for a total votes of 2,095. Surrey County Board of Supervisors, Republican Rick Sanders received 2,727 votes. Candidate total, 2,727 votes. Scattering was 45 votes for a total votes of 2,772. County Recorder, Democrat James M. Cheek received 2,007 votes. Candidate total, 2,007. 5 votes scattering for a total votes of 2,012. County Recorder, Republican Stacy Harridge received 2,645 votes. Candidate total, 2,645. Scattering of 6 votes. Total votes cast was 2,651. County Treasurer, Democrat. Candidate total, no votes. Scattering, 58 votes. Total of 58 votes. County Treasurer, Republican Renee M. Tweet received 2,887 votes. Candidate total, 2,887. A scattering of 5 votes for a total votes of 2,892. County Attorney, Democrat Stephen H. Holmes received 2,039 votes. Candidate total, 2,039 votes. Scattering, 27 votes. Total, 2,066 votes. County Attorney, Republican Tyler Easton received 1,027 votes. Stephen Howell received 1,608 votes. Candidate total, 2,653 votes. 7 votes scattering for a total votes cast of 2,642.
I said 53, it's 35. Sorry, you transposed.
Oh, 2,635. Just a little dyslexic, not a lot. Okay. So I read the bottom paragraph in testimony whereof. We have here unto set our hands and cause to be affixed the seal of this county by the clerk of the Board of Supervisors, done in Nevada at the county seat of Story County on the 10th of June, 2014.
Okay. I would move to declare the canvass complete and certify the results of the election to the proper jurisdiction.
I will second that. Any further discussion? All those in favor, Clinton?
Aye.
Toot? Aye. Canvass is complete.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Wait.
Oh, wait a minute. Comment?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to report that we had, during the primary election, we had provisional ballots. There was 12 ballots cast. Of those, we accepted and counted 10. Or I should say the provisional board considered and accepted 10 and rejected 2. They rejected 1 ballot because the voter voted in the wrong precinct, and 1 was rejected because the voter neglected to provide sufficient identification after the election. So.
So now I would move to adjourn. Second if that's plan. All we need.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Okay. Ooh.